The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Free. God's mercy and grace has provided it for us. You know, there's an old song that I used to hear years ago. I don't sing much myself, but I remember hearing.
To the failed recall people, because all they do is piss and moan and they haven't done nothing. Especially the clip we've got coming up right now. Are we ready for number two? No, we're not ready, but we're getting there. This person just keeps stirring the pot and accomplishes nothing. Complain, complain, complain. You're going to jail. Play it. Don't play it. He's going to play it pretty quick. Don't worry.
Well, Nick, we should start off by saying, good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning.
And this is Poke the Hornet's Nest, KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and on your interwebby thingy at KCNR1460.com. So there, we've done our public service for the FCC. Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Our public service is educating the people to what's going on in our county. And if you listen to the failed recall people, you're not getting the honest truth about what's going on. We've got good things going on in the county, and you should be happy. You need to Here we go. Here we go.
Krista Munns, Atlanta Branch, and Christian.
Wow, you want to give us 2 minutes waiting all this time. 2 minutes. Boy, I'm so happy. You know, you actually, what you've done, Mr. Korky, after you just mentioned earlier about Patty Plump, knowing her 40 years, you should have recused yourself from voting, because that is actually a prohibited law for you to do. And by law, you should recuse yourself. So I want to have to file a complaint against you with the FPPC, because that is something you should have known. Read the damn laws before you even voted. So, but anyways, you talk about, you know, when you say the American flag and you say a prayer, the reason I don't stand up, because I don't respect the person who's calling to for a prayer or for the American flag, because I don't believe in you. I think you're such a liar, Kevin, and you expect people to stand up to basically follow every religion, every person who gets up here for different religion. I only stand for one person, is God. And I'm not going to get up every time you bring somebody a different religion. I don't do that. I'm not a follower. I'm not a sheep like everybody stands up and does that. I'm not doing that. So about voter fraud, voter rights, and yet you want all this, and your people is always talking about voter rights, freedom of speech. Just so you know, Donald Trump did an executive order to basically make sure that we instore the freedom of speech. You are a dictator. You're constantly taking our rights to speak, just like you gave us 2 minutes. Ooh, yes. You know? And you are a dictator. You don't like hearing people what they have to say. Because you don't like it. So you have to silence us by dictating our rights. So that's what you are, a damn dictator who you think you could just go on, and you're going to try to find to another reason how to silence us.
Hey, that's enough out of you, Mr. Gardner. Krista Munns.
You know, and I almost had to go to counseling after getting reprimanded like that. You know, the thing is...
You pulled a Pickney. You decided to yell from the Tribune.
The thing is, that was the sixth time she's been up there. 12 minutes she's had, and she's bloviated the whole time like that. And the thing about standing for the prayer. Every meeting, you stand for the prayer. So a preacher goes up there, and he'll stand there respectfully.
Yep.
And then we do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Well, Annalise Pierce and Dolores don't do that. They sit. Well, Annalise stands up with her hands by her side. I've nicknamed her the Penguin. And Dolores sits.
Okay.
And then the Pledge of Allegiance, she keeps sitting. So she doesn't have any respect for our country, from what I can see, our flag.
Well, I mean, you know, is her name Dolores Kaepernick? I mean, basically, that's probably what it comes down to. Maybe she's not kneeling on it if she's not going to stand up for the different religions. Because what's funny is, for her to make that statement, the entire reason this country exists was freedom of religion.
That's right.
And doesn't mean that there is one or not or whatever. It's the freedom of religion was the reason that this country got founded. And here she is now, 270 years later, saying that she's not going to stand for freedom of religion.
Because Kevin Cry called for a prayer. Because
he's a dictator.
That's right. He's only given us 2 minutes. Actually, the new rule at the supervisors' meetings is if there's 10 people or less, you get to speak for 3 minutes. If there's over 10, then it's 2 minutes.
Oh, makes sense.
And some of those, they had 40 people that wanted to speak.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've spoken a couple times at the Board of Supervisors and the Planning Commission, and my secret to success was making sure I was up front, like the second person, so I could actually speak. Otherwise, you're there for hours waiting for to get your moment. So
yeah, and it's so disappointing because the same people get up. They're the failed recall people, and they attack Kevin and now Corky and Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just attack, attack, attack. They never have anything positive to say. They don't say thank you for this or thank you for that.
Well, and, you know, it's funny is these recall people are just village blanking idiots because the country has spoken overwhelmingly in spite of the steal attempt. Trump won. Conservative ideas, thoughts, and mandates have taken over. You guys lost. Just accept it and go back under your rock and come back in 4 years with another failed candidate. You know, I think Hillary will be like 200 and she will have only killed 3 more people between now and then. Let her come back. But guys, you lost. Let the conservatives have 4 years, and if we screw it up, then come back and kick us in the butt with the next election.
Well, I've been watching these guys, and they get up there, and I think they've got a plan. I think their plan is to make Kevin look bad for all the way till the election. And then they're going to bring in a candidate.
You know what we need to do? Start referring this to the Cry Russian Hoax Part 2. Part 2. We'll start even speaking French. So the Cry Russian Hoax Part 2. There's nothing here. It's a big nothing biscuit. But they will spend the next 4 years, because he just got reelected, didn't he? Yeah, so he'll spend the rest of his term trying to make him look bad like they did Trump, and it'll turn out that there was actually nothing there.
And it'll be narrated by Jeff Gorder.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there you go. So, Nick, you came in all pissed and vinegar today, and so I came in. You know, I'm not quite as old as you. I mean, you're as old as dirt, and so for a guy that your age with some piss and vinegar, I mean, you were fired up. What do we got going today, big guy?
Let's talk about Timmy Garmin's letter. It was in a news cafe, that skirts around facts real well.
It's called any liberal thing. They open their mouth, they skirt around the fact every time. But go ahead.
And the fact is, and this is going to come up in this next meeting, and it promises to be to have the failed recallers up there yelling and screaming and what a bad deal is. They have hired Chris Street for $40,000 to spearhead the healthcare. He's a healthcare consultant. And my guess is what's going on here is I believe Dr. Danuka and Kevin and Chris Street are the leaders of a group that wants to bring a mental health facility to our area, along with possibly a physician's college.
Yeah, I've heard about this, the doctor college, yep.
Yes, well, Chris Street, he knows how to go about finding financing.
Yeah.
He's been in that world.
Yeah.
He is so sharp. You know, you can listen to him on mountaintopmedia.substack, mountaintoptimes.substack. And they're complaining that he was hired. Let me read a few things here. This is from Tim Garman. I believe there is no chance that Rickard made the decision on his own to waste $40,000 taxpayer money by making Street the healthcare consultant. I find it interesting that the number of 40,000, because that number, that district run Kevin Cry has mentioned before. Perhaps Cry owes $40,000 to Street. Perhaps Street has done some work for Cry, or maybe a favor, though it's unknown what kind of work or favors. It is my belief that there are those on the board who want Street hired as director of Shasta County's Health and Human Services. I believe they will either fire or force current HHS Director Laura Birch out. I also believe there are multiple county department heads who see Street's appointment as a quid pro quo. Their jobs aren't worth a plug nickel if they speak and they know it. It's a heck of a thing to work under those types of conditions. I just hope it's only their jobs that they have threatened and not their lives. Can you believe that?
Well, you know, I'm going to interrupt you because this, again, proves the liberal stupidity, the human excrement these people are. He has accused Cry and Street of basically illegal activities. He doesn't need to prove it. He does not need to prove it. He just makes these innuendos, and so that's what people hear. And Mr. Garman, you human excrement, if in fact you have facts, stop innuendoing. Come out and say point blank, what did Cry do for Street, or what did Street do for Cry? Because that's exactly out of the liberal playbook. Throw something at a fan and then watch it spread. Continue.
Now that a contract has been signed between Shasta County and Chris Street, I believe a crime has been committed with quid pro quo.
There you go.
This can no longer be overlooked and needs to be fully investigated by the district's attorney's office or anyone who is interested. I think Jeff Goeder and Dolores Lucero ought to investigate that. That would keep them busy for a while.
Because there's probably nothing there.
The only chance we have now is for the CEO to show some decency and say no more. Unfortunately, I don't see that happening. So far, poor leadership with no moral character whatsoever, and they're begging Corky Harmon to vote no on this.
Well, you know, you speak.
But
of,
the thing is,
go ahead.
I never heard any proof.
That's the point.
An accusation, quid quo pro. What was it for?
Yep.
I heard his thoughts. He's wondering. My guess, twice, maybe four times, perhaps. My belief, I believe, four times. He believes this. Well, show us how. What?
Well, you know,
I suspect it. I hope. I pray. Timmy!
Well, you know, the thing is, Garman sitting there talks about he wants moral character. That's coming from a guy who has absolutely no moral at all. He supported our previous health official who locked us down on bogus science, didn't do the research, ruined lives, and that's the people that he supported, and he has the balls to sit there and say that somebody needs to have moral guidance or moral support. Please, Mr. Garman, don't lecture us. You're a has-been, you're a hack, you're a liberal. Move on with life. Go.
And he's a failed recaller.
And he's a failed recaller who wore a shirt into the chamber knowing full well that that was illegal.
But he's a Republican.
Yeah, well, don't get me going on the local Republican committee because they keep supporting rhinos. They need to be firmer on, are you a dead conservative? Are you a full constitutionalist? Because I had to register Republican, unfortunately, when Trump was running because you couldn't vote. They closed the primary. But I was an independent for my entire life. Now, that being said, I don't have one single time in my entire life I voted for a Democrat. So
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I know that.
But the Republican Party now is not worth a hill of beans. It's not. I mean, they keep putting rhinos, Romneys and McConnells and that sort into positions of power. They're not conservatives. Get back to being a conservative constitutionalist, and then I will be a full-on let's go rah-rah-rah Republican, but I'm only registered because I had to do that to vote.
You know what? I'm tired of hearing that this is a nonpartisan position, being a county supervisor. You're going to hear a clip from Shasta Anon here a little bit later. And it's obvious that
Nick, I got to call your bluff. Who said that the supervisor is a non-political position?
Mary Rickert.
Oh, that's yes, Miss multimillionaire, save the people, Rickert. Yes,
I've got a question for you, Doug.
Please.
If they had assigned Chris Street a $50,000 contract or a $30,000 contract, I don't think Tim would have wrote this. What do you think?
I think you're wrong. I don't think Kim Garment has the brain power to separate the fact of those numbers. I think he still, because I think he just has a hatred of Chris Street, and I think he would have came up with the same arguments, just changed the numbers.
That's right. He should have left it blank till after the contract signed. Maybe they'll give him a bonus here Tuesday.
Well, you know,
Chris, we're going to give you $40,000 plus a $15,000 bonus for gas.
Well, the thing is you know, this is a traditional liberal idiot playbook. Throw an accusation and walk away. And the person that gets accused is now fighting something that never actually factually happened. And they're walking away with a smile on their face because they know they just created a complete poo pile.
Yes.
And this is just what they do. This is out of rules for radicals, Saul Alinsky. Read it. It's there. Next, Mick.
Okay. Well, we've got a clip coming up from Freedom in Action. I called up Kelly Frost. He said, I was welcome to use this clip. It's a homeless advocate here in Reading, and he called in yesterday and gave us his opinion on the J6ers.
Oh.
So let's play that clip.
This, please.
Yeah, good morning. This is Chris.
Morning.
I would just honestly like someone to explain to me, and I've seen all the videos, how the riot January 6th, beating up policemen, clubbing them with sticks, massive bear spray, squishing that poor police officer against the door there until he couldn't even breathe. I believe one of them was killed when a fire extinguisher was hurled at his head. How any of that could be patriotic, number one. And number two, what was the hopeful outcome of that insurrection? Was it to hang the vice president like they put up that gallows? Was it to kill Nancy Pelosi? Was it to kill Mr. Pence? What was the outcome or the hopeful outcome of this insurrection? Quite frankly, I thought it was pathetic what they did to policemen. I'm pro-police, and it was absolutely despicable what they did to those officers.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I won't call it an insurrection. I'll call it a riot. But I will say this. Anybody who attacked a police officer, anybody who threatened the vice president, I think they should have had some justice. But haven't most of them already been imprisoned long enough?
Absolutely not. Especially what you killing the one, hurling the fire extinguisher and hitting him in the head where he later died.
How long should they get for that? I mean, I don't know what the statutes say, but how long should they get for that?
I can't call them patriots. I certainly can't do that. And especially the dude with the horns on his head entering the chambers, the Senate chambers, or the chambers there. It was attempted murder in my mind.
Well, I don't disagree with the ones that were there doing the violence and the ones that actually broke in where they shouldn't have gotten, but I think the vast majority of these people got a raw deal.
Well, I don't believe that those, again, that attacked policemen...
That's what I'm saying. If they attacked a police officer, I think they
should be in there further. And to give them a pardon opens the door to a lot more of this activity.
But anybody in Shasta County that attacks a police officer will have a day in court. They'll be able to get a sentence. They'll be able to serve out that sentence. And I'm not defending attacking a police officer by any means. But what I'm saying is, mm-hmm. give them their day in court. Give them their sentence. And when they're done, they're done. You don't just hold them forever without any kind of trial.
Oh, I thought they did get sentenced, especially those in the, what is that, the Oath Keepers? By the way, that leader, a federal judge, said you can't even, were released all right, but you can't come back into Washington without saying what your specific intentions are and letting people know that you're coming back.
All right, I got to run.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Solberg, you are a village idiot. Couple things. First off, no cop died from a fire extinguisher. That was proven to be false. The guy died of a heart attack the next day. The only person that died was Babbitt. She got shot by a black guy who actually got promoted and made a lot of money off of it. Third, the fact of the matter is the your own reports in the J6 committee, which they've been shredding that information, and now they get pardons for the record. You want to mention pardons, you piece of crap? The pardons to the J6 committee, they know that there was at least 29 FBI instigators, BLM members in that thing, pushing, urging, and creating an absolute havoc. And there's actually videos showing these people doing their thing. And then when you mention the fact that if there's a pardon, that this is just going to encourage it. Look at Joe Biden. He just pardoned half the world, all liberals. And you're going to tell me, straight face, that because Trump pardoned people who've been unconstitutionally imprisoned in horrible conditions, and I hope all of those prison guards, they get put in prison in the same conditions they gave to our J6ers, because whether or not they attack these police, I got to be honest with you, I don't think they would have if it wasn't for the instigators from the FBI who were specifically told to go in and start instigating everything. So, sir, with all due respect, you moron, go look at the people who are instigating against the cops. I'll bet you money you'll find a number of those were actually liberal FBI instigators that kind of got the fervor up. And, you know, people do dumb things in groups, but entire of your speculation was 100% wrong, not 90.
By the way, it was the Capitol Police that started the riot by shooting flashbang grenades into the crowd.
For no reason.
And shooting tear gas. And you want to whine about bear spray. The police had fire extinguisher-sized canisters of bear spray and was spraying it like they were putting out a fire. It's just disgusting that somebody...
These people
how can
not,
you be that ignorant?
It's called being a liberal. They just don't look at anything factual. I mean, the guy said, oh, the fire extinguisher. It did not happen. That was one of the first, oh, they got, and then it turns out the guy had a heart attack the next day. It wasn't a fire extinguisher to the head. And again, Mr. Solberg, since you know it all, you moron, maybe it was one of the FBI instigators, the liberal instigators from BLM, who threw that supposed fire extinguisher. Has that ever entered your mind that the instigators who started all this were 100% liberal? And they brought the vacuum with them. Have you ever thought that strategy possible?
And then how'd them doors, the big, huge, heavy doors get that only open from
the
inside, get opened?
And Mr. Horn guy, another thing, Solberg, he was escorted. There's video after video after video after video. He was escorted in with smiling police officers all the way to Nancy Pelosi's desk. And don't forget, that is our house. We own that house. Not those pieces of crap that call themselves congressmen and ruin our lives. We pay for that. Our taxes pay for that. And our people, I mean, it's funny. There were stories back in the day that when Lincoln was in power, you used to be able to walk right up to the White House, request a sitting with the president, and if he was there, you could walk right in and go right to President Lincoln and talk to him. That's how it used to be. Of course, now things are a little violenter, I guess.
I guess probably John Wilkes Booth didn't know that, huh?
Yeah, he probably didn't know he could have gone in and aired his grievance personally with the man. So that's our house. That's our stuff. So we were breaking into our house, and there was no intention, I believe, by any of the J6ers to do anything. And I think the riot, the FBI instigators are the ones who got the gasoline and the torch and started the riot. That's my opinion.
But give Chris credit. He is a homeless advocate. The poor soul, he's got no place to live. It's cold outside, so he's in a nook in front of a business. And he had to poop, so he pooped in the corner over there. And he had to start a little fire to keep warm. And all those wrappers, he doesn't have the strength to pick them up. How dare that shopkeeper yell at him and make him feel like an underling?
Yes. Well, you know, I've said this before, Nick, on our show, and I'll say it again. Mr. Solberg, if you're such a homeless advocate, I have been homeless twice for 2 years in my life. I've lived in a car and a motorhome for up to 2 years. You want to go talk about homeless rights and what to do? It was a shame for us back in the day to do it, and we wanted to get out of it. Now it's a badge of honor, and these people are staying here forever.
We're going to go to a break here pretty quick. Let me read this before we go to the break. Kelly also had a guy on named Jake Lang. He was one of the Sixers. He got was released. The financial devastation that every January 6th hostage and their families have undergone is a travesty. When hundreds of these patriot heroes emerge from federal prison after being pardoned, many of them will be homeless and jobless.
Yeah.
The J6 Life Rebuilding Project is focusing on supplying these men with the necessities to resettle into society. First month's rent, a cell phone, clothing, some groceries to hold them over until they begin work again. We are connected with teams of volunteers who are ready to pick up the J6ers from each federal prison and help them get settled into their apartments and restart their lives after 4 long years of torture, solitary confinement. The travel costs are too high for many to afford, and we cannot allow our patriots step out of prison with no money and nowhere to go. Please donate to this vital life-building fund, which is operated by J6 political prisoner Jake Lang and his team at j6truth.org. I'm going to donate $100 to that, j6truth.org. Can you imagine the devastation they and their families have gone through after being falsely arrested?
And imprisoned.
So we're going to leave you with that, j6truth.org, and we're going to a break.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Tracy Morgan.
I suffered some terrible injuries, you know.
Live.
And after I came out the coma, I was blind for a week. And where I come from, you don't want to be blind for a second. One day, my uncle was trying to walk out with my heart monitor. I said, Michael, where you going with my heart machine? Try to sell it to another hospital.
February 6th, Wind River Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If you're not ticking off some people, you're not doing your job right.
My colleague and friend, Senator Durbin, called you a conspiracy theorist.
Cash Patel.
You remember that?
I do, Senator.
You were instrumental in revealing that the Trump-Russia election collusion hoax was a hoax, weren't you?
Yes, sir. I was a lead investigator.
Sounds to me like we need to get some new conspiracy theories because all the old ones turned out to be true.
Facts matter, Senator.
Yeah. I mean, conspiracy theorists are up to something like 37 and nothing.
Even Dr. Dre agrees with him.
Hey, I think so.
We've got a tape coming up. This tape comes from Shasta Anon. And you spell it, just Google it. Shasta, capital S-H-A-S-A, no break, Anon, capital A-N-O-N. That's how I've been getting there. And it's got, I don't know, 8 or 10 meet so-and-so videos, and it tells you the person's history. The one we're going to play is Meet Matt Plummer. There's one on there that is Meet Alan Long, but they're all interesting. I would encourage you to go there, Shasta Anon, and maybe .com or whatever, podcasts, videos. You'll find it. They're so interesting, and they're so informative. Here we go with Meet Matt Plummer.
Who knew that in sleepy little Shasta County, globalists are trying to take over? Matt Plummer, native of Califon, New Jersey, about an hour from Manhattan, graduate of Yale University. Plummer spent 6 years at the Bridge Span Group, an offshoot of Bain Capital, Mitt Romney's company. The Bridge Span Group is a nonprofit consulting firm whose clients include the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Group, Planned Parenthood, and the George Soros Open Society Foundations. The stated goal of the Bridge Span Group is to make these left-wing nonprofits more effective in their attempts to enact social change. During his time with the Bridge Span Group, Plummer co-authored a number of articles, including one in the Stanford Social Innovation Review called How Field Catalysts Galvanize Social Change. In that article, he writes about how NGOs have led the way in making same-sex marriage more acceptable in America. Plummer also maintained an active Twitter account where he retweeted and praised the World Economic Forum and Rhino Paul Ryan. In 2016, Plummer made a fateful decision. He admired how Bethel Church was using its influence to create social change in Redding, California. Within a year, he would move his family here and start his own consulting company, Zervana. Zervana offers strategies and how-to videos teaching organizations how to be more effective. One of his clients was the church he came to Redding to be a part of, Bethel. Around 2021, Plummer decided to enter into politics. This led him to volunteer and eventually take a leading role in Jenny Ray LaRue's failed campaign for governor of California during the Gavin Newsom recall. She would end up earning 0.2% of the vote. In 2022, Plummer again joined LaRue's second run for governor in the Republican primary, which she lost after earning 3.5% of the vote. During these campaigns, Plummer and LaRue authored a COVID-19 plan, which sought to get vaccine uptake to 90% and increase mask usage, though they were opposed to mandates. Later in 2022, Plummer also worked on Alex Shea's campaign for Redding City Council. Alex Shea would go on to lose that race after earning 11% of the vote. Now Plummer is running for a seat on the Board of Supervisors in District 4 against stalwart constitutionalist and protector of Shasta sovereignty, Patrick Henry Jones. Plummer believes he is above the fray because he won't accept money from outside donors, yet he has taken money totaling more than $7,000 from at least 12 different donors in Arizona, Montana, Michigan, Texas, Connecticut, Indiana, Oregon, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Plummer also received a $1,000 donation from Bethel senior leader Chris Valatan. Plummer has also taken money from Eric Silberstein, the largest donor to the committee to recall Kevin Kripak. Plummer is a globalist technocrat that believes you can tweak the wheels of government without any underlying patriotism or political philosophy. At the recent League of Women Voters debate, Matt Plummer was one of the first people to speak, but it never occurred to him to use his time to lead the crowd in the Pledge of Allegiance, as Laura Hobbs did, because that's not where his heart is. And when the call for the pledge was made, who was the first to stand? Patrick Henry Jones. Don't let the globalists take over Shasta County. Vote for Patrick Henry Jones in the March 5th primary and keep our board majority secure.
Obviously, that was a bit of a older video. It was going pre-election, but interesting. You know, Nick, you and I had this discussion earlier this morning.
Well, you know what's disappointing is this wasn't out to the general public.
Why not?
It's just a few of us. No, if we'd have had that, we'd have played it before the election.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe we did have, we just didn't know. But I mean, it's amazing in a Northern California red area, by all statistical matters. We have a liberal in Alan Long. We have a liberal in this guy. The city council is swung liberal. We have a 2-to-1 voting advantage, and yet we are getting liberals everywhere. How has that happened up here?
Why would somebody from the East Coast that went to Yale come to Redding, California?
Well, I'd give you the obvious answer, because that's the best place on planet Earth to live, but that's not the reason for this one.
Well, it's my opinion. I believe that Bethel recruited him to be the opening salvo of taking over the Board of Supervisors, just like they've taken over the Reading City Council.
Well, you know, the good thing is, Nick, is like all things liberal, eventually it will blow up in their face, but it'll come with a huge destruction. And
it's going to hurt us.
It's going to hurt them. So, Nick, I must apologize. I do have an apology to our listeners. I've been a little fired up today, and I've referred to liberals as human pieces of dew and morons. If you're a true moron, I'm sorry that I lowered you to the liberal level. I'm sorry for that. That was really bad.
You want to talk about morons? Prager. Prager University went to Yale, and 65% of the people they talked to signed a petition to repeal the Constitution.
Yeah.
That's our college graduates.
Well, that goes back to the 60s when the liberals started putting their tentacles into, basically, they, you know, give them credit for what they did and us being stupid for not catching it. They started inserting themselves in our school, and for us who graduated in the 70s and 80s, that was right as we were leaving, they were getting their tentacles. But this is an example of they've been able to completely brainwash the youth that our Constitution is bad, and yet it's the greatest single document ever written by the hand of man. Because the Bible, we don't know exactly who wrote it, but we do know that the Constitution was written by a bunch of young guys who were feared for their life, and it's the greatest single document ever.
I think the young people are coming around. They saw what 4 years of Biden did.
I love the videos that get posted in the memes of all the liberals going crazy that Trump won, and they're crying and they're screaming, and I love that. That almost is like, so, food for the soul.
But, you know, wanting a 90% vaccine.
Well, again, this goes to Garmin back to his health thing with this guy. Is the reality is the science was out there early on, guys. I could go on and we could have a whole show just on how you knew COVID was a hoax from the get-go. But there's a guy that even now, the evidence is overwhelming that vaccine is a death shot. It's killing people. And he wanted 90% of us, 9 out of 10 of us, to have this shot. And if he had a position of power, that's what he was going to go for.
And face masks,
which also have been beyond, not even now. It was already scientifically proven years ago that those things extended wear is bad for you. But I digress. Continue on.
Eric Silverstein donated to his campaign. Eric Silverstein and his wife, they come down here from either Portland or Seattle. I understand she had a talk show up there. And I was told, I can't confirm it, I was told they donated almost $50,000 to Kevin Cry's recall.
Ooh, well, that would, well, actually, to be honest with you, that'd be easy enough to check. All you got, because they have to file who's their donors. So if you could.
I saw one deal that I saw, and it was 15 or 18,000, but I found out that there's another list going around. Charlie Menor and his wife, they donated over 15,000.
Yeah.
It amazed me.
And they still, oh yeah, and Nick, and they still lost.
Yes.
Big L. They took the big L on the forehead.
The failed recall.
The failed losing
recall. I wouldn't be surprised they're trying to set up another one by spreading their lies again about this contract that's coming up.
Well, you know what's funny is Garmin did do something really good. I'm going to give Timmy a shout out because he did do something really good. Is he negotiated and basically pushed through the long-term contract between the county and the casino, which got us actually for the first time in years money for our services. However, the recallers blamed it on Kevin Cry as some bad thing, and Timmy, being the spineless hack that he is, didn't stand up with his hand held high and say, look, I did that, because actually, Tim, for as much of a loser as you are, you actually did a good thing. You actually got the county some money for the services they've been providing for 20 years, and we've got it moving in the future to the tune of millions of dollars, and in the past we got zero. So Timmy, for as much of a loser as you are, the fact is that was something that you did that was extremely positive, and yet you let Kevin Cry take the bullet, and you never stood up publicly and said, I did that, Kevin supported me.
Well, you know, another thing I've noticed about Matt Plummer is he's Mary Rickard on steroids when it comes to asking little questions and just looking for that little tiny thing that he can stick somebody with.
Oh, really?
Oh, he just goes on and on and on. They're setting up to take over the county, he and Alan Long. You watch.
Well, it's
the nerve of Alan Long wanting to be the chair when he's only been in office 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? I encourage people to go to Shasta Anon and at least watch those two videos, Alan Long and Matt Plummer.
Obviously, I think my opinion is the next chair needs to be Chris Kellstrom. He's been there now.
Oh, sure, he will be, too.
And so let those guys do it.
Well, it depends on who gets elected in Kevin's spot. In fact, Chris is up for election the next one also.
Oh, I know that. But, you know, the thing is, Nick, this is just a playbook right out of Tanessa Audette's thing, you know. Get in there and put your hand up. I'll be the mayor of the city of Reading, and I have no experience.
Oh, sure. And I didn't accomplish anything, but I got to be mayor. Now, the Shasta Scout, boy, they just get on my nerves. I replied to a comment. They were talking about, this was on Timmy Garment's letter.
Okay, yeah.
This is by Mark Twitchell. I went to school with Mark Twitchell. We're on different sides of the political spectrum, but he's a nice guy. At our class reunion, I had a nice chat with him.
Good.
Things were fine. Here's him. You know, I'm starting to think these chemtrail conspiracy folks might actually be onto something when they say we are all being dumbed down. I mean, look at our president. Also, look at our board of supervisors. So, I sent him this. Here's some background you might not know. And I sent him both videos, meet Alan Long, meet Matt Plummer. And here's Annalisa's reply. Nick, your comment was edited. We're not going to use comments to platform anonymous reporting.
Which is the entire basis of the liberal news cycle. It's so, all fake.
So here's a couple that she did allow. And these people, they don't have the balls to put on their name. We can do better. This is his name. I know a lot of folks that have said Corky is dumb, but not a bad guy. Sorry to say, but you were duped. He has now made it crystal clear he has an evil heart. Now, if you're going to censor comments, why would you allow that one on?
Yeah.
Here's just me. Well, here we go, Corky. Kevin, Chris, Patty are just lame ducks, which means an ineffectual and unsuccessful person or thing, and Cry will hopefully lose in 2026 election. I mean, if the world has to deal with a convicted felon for 4 years, Shasta County can surely deal with one more year of Cry's nonsense. While it's hard to for a former Shasta County resident, it's hard to watch the county go up in flames.
Wow. No words, Nick.
I've got nothing nice to say about the Shasta Scout or a news cafe. When you are editing comments, you're being a communist.
Well, that's the entire liberal playbook, you know.
We don't have a voice. Listen to us.
Well, it's like Camel, you know.
Matt Plummer ought to be a guest writer on there.
There you go.
Well,
it's like when Camel, you know, she gave an answer on Israel, and then they pushed it out on the NBC or whatever, and they had completely edited out, like, minutes of
60 minutes.
Yeah, so they edited out all the stuff, and they gave it this, and she came across as some intelligent person, and she's as dumb as a rock. And so the liberals have an absolute knack for doing exactly. So, I mean, folks, this is just your playbook. If a liberal ever accuses you of something, just know they are already doing it.
Trump is making them release the full interview, unedited.
Oh.
That ought to be interesting.
That ought to be good. Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, you know, the good thing, Nick, on a positive note, she's thinking of running as governor of California when Gabby's out, so because he can run for president then. That ought to be good for our state, I think.
Oh, my God.
Now, Nick, you know, you and I hit all kinds of subjects, and, you know, I think, in my opinion, that we're about to head through some really rocky waters economically, the likes that we have never seen. Trump just instituted a bunch of tariffs, and Canada and Mexico are replying in kind, and China is going to reply in kind. So, folks, inflation's about to go up. And one thing that and Donnie's a smart guy. He's made more money, and he's the president. But, you know, we are one trading partner.
I so wish Kamala would have got elected. We wouldn't have to go through this hard time.
Nope.
Oh, Doug.
Nope. It was coming regardless of who. But just be aware that, you know, these tariffs, they outnumber us in terms of countries he's trying to hit. And so be careful what you wish for. You might just get it. And
Trump's
then,
a winner. Most of those aren't.
That's right. Now, hey. Moss Landing. We were going to talk about Moss Landing and what the great green new scam is really hitting on us. And those folks down there who have a battery factory.
It's not a factory. It's a storage
unit. It was just storing them. And Nick, you had some stuff you wanted to talk about because, guys, the green, everything green, solar, the EV cars, the electric bikes, every single thing is a scam because if it did not have government subsidies and people had to pay full boat for any one of those items, nobody would buy them.
Well, the thing is, the storage capacity at Mount Moss Landing, this was the fourth fire down there, 110,000 battery units.
Lithium.
Known carcinogens that were released into the atmosphere, nickel, cobalt compounds, other dangerous battery chemicals includes hydrogen fluoride, volatile organic compounds, hydrochloric acid, hydrofluoric acid, phosphorus, oxyfluoride, and sulfur dioxide. I was reading an article that they went to an estuary, and it's already polluted with that stuff, a thin layer all over the top. Organic farms down there, do you think they're going to be affected?
If it's in the air and the water, they probably are.
That's real close to Salinas, and that's like almost a garden basket
for
America.
Yep. When you drive down there, I used to do a bunch of coaching down at Laguna Seca, and you would see just the fields and the plants they grow there are like prehistoric large. They're so fertile down there. So yeah, all of that stuff is going to land on the ground or the water somewhere.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
And everybody that's got a battery powered car, you're part of this problem.
Oh no, they're saving the environment.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. No, and this is a little side note on Mr. Musk. You know, for all of his bravado, blah, 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 the fact of the matter is the man wouldn't be nearly as successful if you and I hadn't paid him billions of pounds, if not $1 trillion in government subsidies. And he
is taking us to Mars.
Well, he farmed out his gigafactory, his battery gigafactory, to, I think, five states, and they were stepping on each other's peckers to get it. And I think Nevada gave him $8.5 billion or $8,500 million in tax breaks to build a gigafactory outside of Reno. And all of these toxic chemicals are what's got to be used to build that stuff. And so here's a guy that's going to downsize the government, who got rich off the government, who is big into the green energy. I have some reservations about Mr. Musk, but I hope I'm wrong. There
well,
you go. It goes back to Moss
Landing.
I wonder
how many rich people got rich off the Ivanpah plant. The technology for solar thermal, concentrated solar, with nearly 350,000 computer-controlled mirrors, roughly the size of a garage door, reflecting sunlight to boilers atop a 459-foot tower. The sun's power used the heat to boil water to make the turbine. It closed.
Yeah. Have you actually ever seen that in person?
No.
So you're out there by
5 square miles.
Well, I say you're out there by Tonopah, Nevada. So you're driving down 395 to Vegas, and it is one spot on planet Earth where in the brightest daylight of day, the brightest. I mean, in other words, blue sky, no bright.
No chemtrails.
Nothing. That spot on planet Earth is actually brighter than the daylight of the sun. There's so much energy being reflected back up to that ball that when you're driving, it is literally a pyramid of ultra bright light. So I know exactly where that is, and I've seen videos where it's the light is so intense that there's videos showing birds that fly into it that just literally get pulverized instantaneously. So it's a sad thing to go, but there's another big green boondoggle that didn't pan out.
But they have found some place to get rid of the blades from the wind turbines that aren't working anymore. They're burying them in coal mines.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
I read something about they thought they were chopping them up and dumping them in the ocean also because some parts have washed up. Listen, I want to touch on a book I'm reading. It's called Vote Scam. And if any of you failed recallers have a hard time spelling that, I'll spell it out for you. The Collier brothers in 1970 suspected that there was a problem with the election in Macon County, Florida. I don't know if it's Macon County. Anyway, it was in Florida, and it was a Chad. And they started investigating and doing undercover work, and they have video of the League of Women Voters in there punching Chads out to influence the vote.
Oh.
And this has spread out all over the country. They've got proof. that the machines were manipulated so they wouldn't count certain votes, and videotaped. They took it to 60 Minutes. They took it to all kinds of journalists. Nobody wants anything to do with it.
Well, it's like the spineless judges. You know, that's one of the things liberals rely on. Oh, there's been all these cases. No case on voter fraud has actually ever been fully done. The judges just say no standing or we don't want it because they don't want to be that judge with death threats to them and their family for the rest of their life. So it doesn't surprise me nobody wanted to actually put the lights on the liberal cockroaches.
These guys have fought and fought and fought, and I'm up to 1986 now on their battle. Probably about 1980, Janet Reno was the assistant attorney general in Florida.
Yep.
And she put the kaput to it.
Yep.
And now we've gotten up to where Anton
Scalise,
he made a decision favorable against them, and he was a Supreme Court justice a couple weeks later. It's insinuating a deal there, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Wait, hold on. Back this up. So you're saying that Scalise made a ruling in favor of the cheaters, or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I thought Scalise was, from what I knew, was a pretty straight up guy.
Yeah, well, so did I.
Well, there you go. Maybe not.
But, yeah, this is leading to vote scam. Get that and read it. They had people against them. They would get a judge, and all of a sudden it would be switched to a favorable judge against them.
Yep.
That was going on. They were turned down by the media. They did a 60 Minutes interview. Never was played.
Well, we had Clint. What was Clint's name?
Curtis.
He actually was the guy that Jeb Bush in Florida hired to develop the Dominion voting protocol and the program. And then the CIA took that to go down to Venezuela so that they could keep Hugo Chavez in power. So we had the guy who actually, we had the deep reek, I think is the new word for China. We had the deep reek on our show. Nice guy, liberal as hell. I mean, he said it, but I mean, his point of view was very valid. He had been there. He had done it. And he said there is not a single voting machine on planet Earth that is actually secure. So there you go, Nick. It goes back with this vote scam. All the way back to there.
Yeah, and District 4 is liberal.
Ha! Huh? Yeah. Yeah. So, continue on, Nick.
Well, now I lost
my train. I stumped you. How did I do that? Well, it's the end of the show. You're almost not ready for nap time, I'm thinking.
Boy, isn't that the truth. I only woke up at 2.
So, back to vote scam. So, this book, and you're about chapter 19. Let me bring you back in. Come on, Joe. Come with me, Joe. Let's go.
Well, anyway, after reading this book, I am convinced that there's some irregularities in the votes here in Shasta County. Oh, it's the League of Women Voters.
Ding, ding, ding.
They were in charge of the debates up until about 1984. And when they had videotaped of them punching chads, the RNC and the DNC got together and said, we can't have them running the debates anymore. They had to get out of the way. And then I look at the people that have been running the League of Women Voters here in town. They're a bunch of liberals, and they've got too much authority, in my opinion.
Well, you know, that the AARP is liberal. I mean, this tentacle octopus goes into so many things. It's absolutely mind-numbing, and it's all designed to be undermining and destroy our country. And I will say, I hope Trump and Javier Milei in Argentina, because Milei, in my opinion, is three times the man Trump is. His background is absolutely spotless, and he's doing the things. And I'm hoping Trump's actually watching him for our country, because what he's doing down in Argentina is nothing short of miraculous.
Well, I think what Trump's doing to the United States is nothing short of miraculous.
Well, he's
the
just
border
started.
Crossers have stopped to zero. He's got the guy in there that's going to kick him out of our country.
Yeah,
they're not taking any lip.
And then
a lot of deep staters that need to be fired.
Yep.
I mean, he's walking through them like a firefighter with a water hose.
Well, that's the thing that he didn't do his first term. His first term, he tried to kind of work with the Obama-Clinton holdovers.
And this time, I'm the boss. We're doing it my way.
Yep.
Get out of the way.
Yep. I'm 100% with you. I do like that part of it. He's getting rid of the liberal stage 4 cancer of this country. I just hope it's complete. I hope we cure it.
I do too.
So there you go.
Well, another we've got 44 seconds left.
Well, Nick, it's going to be raining for the next 6 days.
Like an old cow peeing on a flat rock.
Well, you know, Lizzie this morning goes, I can't wait for sun. I'm like, you just had 2 weeks. Give me a break. But we'll be back in 2 full weeks, and we'll try to come up with something interesting. And then, you know.
Go to the supervisor's meeting Tuesday if you're not doing anything. And for seniors, it's discount. I'm going to try and get them to switch the meeting to Wednesdays because discount rates at Cinemark on Tuesday for seniors.
Oh, there you go. I had no idea. I'm not senior yet.
Now you know. You can fake it. You've got a lot of miles on you.
Yes, I do. Folks, thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you in 2 whole weeks.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.